Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
The guy who hosts To Catch a Predator has been busted. He's been caught for bouncing checks. That guy, Chris Hansen, sounds like he's got some big-time money issues here. Connecticut cops busted him. Apparently failed to pay a vendor $13,000 for stuff he bought from this guy in 2017. Gave the guy two bounced checks. He bought, listen to the stuff that he bought, 355 mugs, 288 t-shirts, and 650 vinyl decals from some mom and pop shop.
For what?
He was using it for marketing events that he was going to attend. Oh. I don't know. So he got all, they gave him all the goods, like $13,000 worth of stuff. The owner says after the first check bounced, he threatened to go to the cops. And then Chris Hansen offered to pay to make four partial payments. But the owner said, no, that's not how it works. You give me all the money. I gave you all the stuff. You give me all the money. Then he bounced a second check and he begged for more time. He sent emails saying he was selling his boat to come up with the cash, but that check never came. Chris Hansen ended up turning himself into jail, and he was booked and eventually released from jail. No surprise here. Les Moonves is going to fight CBS's decision to withhold his $120 million severance.
Yeah, he wants that money.
$120 million bucks. Santana coming around these parts along with the Doobie Brothers this summer. Santana's going to do he's celebrating the 20th anniversary of the Supernatural album and then the 50th anniversary of his appearance at Woodstock when we were told by a guy who was on stage with him that he was so whacked out on, right? He was on acid.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't think he had to go on for a while, so he dropped a tab with the guys from the Dead.
Yeah, and then he thought his guitar was like a snake or something.
It felt like a metal snake in my hands, he said.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Santana and the Doobies will be at the White River Amphitheater on June 29th. Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue is going to become a father again.
Wow, how old is he?
He's 60. This will be his fifth kid. This is his third wife. She's 33. This is their first kid together. Nikki's already a father to four kids from previous marriages. He's got a 27-year-old. That's his oldest. 27-year-old. And he's got a wife who's 33. How about that?
But he's having a kid at 60. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll close the trash with a guy that maybe he was in town last Friday night. If you missed him, here's your make good. Lewis Black at the Mount Baker Theater on Friday night. So this is a little bit of Lewis from The Daily Show this week.
In the age of tweets and texts, the state of Ohio is going retro. Students there will now be required to learn how to write in cursive by the end of the fifth grade.
What's wrong with you, Ohio? The only phrase anyone should learn in cursive is, why the f*** am I writing in cursive? There's no time I've been reading something and thought, I wish this was harder to read. And fancy.
That's the trash.